Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over six trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey friend, welcome back to the show. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Today we're going to be talking about how to go to national parks on points. This has for a really long time been a little difficult because national parks are always wanting you to stay within the park. They want you to stay at their resorts, which tend to be very, very expensive, really hard to find availability at. And so today I'm going to teach you how you can use your points to stay at some amazing places to visit national parks. If that is something you and your family love to do, if you love to travel to the parks and check them out, we're going to dive into that. Before we go ahead and get started, I wanted to give you a little recap. I had such an amazing weekend. If you didn't see over on Instagram, you can follow me over there at Points to Paradise. But me and my husband took our first weekend trip away from our two-year-old daughter, Paige. Up until like now, honestly, I did not want to leave her. We have grandparents that live here near us, and she goes to her grandma's house almost once a week just for like a few hours so I can get work done and things like that. But I just didn't want to leave her overnight. I just wasn't ready. I wanted a vacation so bad with my husband, and I knew I needed that. I couldn't do it until this weekend. So she is a little over two now, and I was like, okay, she sleeps through the night, like she's a big girl, she loves her grandma, I think it's time. So we went for the weekend to Ruidoso, New Mexico. It's a cute, beautiful little touristy mountain town. I love that town. I probably won't do a destination date on it just because it's in the middle of nowhere and it's not near like an airport or anything like that, but if you're ever in New Mexico, definitely go to Ruidoso. It is such a cute little town. So we went up there and saw Clay Walker in concert and stayed at a beautiful resort on a lake mountainside. Like, we had a beautiful balcony. We opened the balcony door in the morning and the elk were bugling in the mountains. Like, it was just, it was such a good little trip. So we finally did that, took the plunge one night, just got away for the weekend. It was like 24 hours, but it was so good. And Paige did so good with her grandma. And so now we are planning a trip in February to Cabo for a whole weekend, now that we feel more comfortable leaving Paige and that she did really good and that there were no problems. So we are really excited to now kind of start venturing out to take like one bigger trip, probably a year, just the two of us. And we're really, really excited for Cabo coming up. So stay tuned on that. All right, let's go ahead and dive in to national parks. So, like I said, national parks in the past have been really hard. There are a few that have the typical Hyatt, Marriott resorts around them, but a lot of the times you have to drive a ways in, or it's just easier to stay within the park and then like use Capital One points to erase your purchase or something like that. Until the new partnership that Hyatt has. So Hyatt now has a partnership with a brand called Under Canvas. And so this is resorts, but they're a little different. They're like the glamping experience. So they are these canvas tents that are near almost all of the national parks. And these are like seriously luxurious glamping type camp like tents. They have beds in them, there's bathrooms, there's all the things that you would need inside of a hotel room within these tents. They have all different sizes, so you can have like a small one. They even have like deluxe ones with kids' tents attached to them, so the kids have like their own tent. They have just different configurations. Maybe if you didn't want like the full canvas tent, they kind of sometimes will have little like cabins, all kinds of great things. And this is a new collaboration that they are doing. And I thought that this was probably going to be on the higher end of points and maybe not attainable. I actually just went to Hyatt's website. So if you're looking for, if you're just kind of wanting to browse around with all of the resorts that you could stay with Hyatt, this is what you do. So you're just going to go to Google and you're going to do Google Hyatt hotel map, and you will go to the Hyatt website and it will pull up the map of the United, or the whole world, and it will have all of the locations. And so this is what I did. And I just started going to all the under Canvas ones to see the points configurations. You could literally stay outside of Yellowstone National Park for 20,000 points a night. Crazy. So definitely go check it out on the map and just start perusing. This is honestly what I do if I'm like, I have a bunch of points, but I really don't know where I want to stay. Or sometimes, because I'm weird, I get bored and I'll just start looking around on the map and start like making a list of these like amazing resorts that I want to go to. So a lot of the times my destination list is based off of me just like messing around on the Hyatt map. So keep that in your back pocket. Okay, all of these national parks, these are just a few that I was actually just looking at, but for the most part, it seems like these under Canvas brands are anywhere near a national park. So Bryce Canyon, Zion National Park, if you're looking to go to Utah, those are two of the big ones that people tend to go to. I have been to Zion. It is such an amazing park. If you are really into hiking, this is a great park. There's so much wildlife. Really any time of year you go, if you want to go in the summertime, they have some really cool water hikes. It's also really pretty in the wintertime with the bighorn sheep running around. It's just like such a nature experience to be in Zion National Park. I loved it. I have also been to Bryce, another really beautiful place. There's lots of different arches is another one in Utah. So lots of really cool places to go in Utah. And this under Canvas brand is one outside of Zion, one outside of Bryce. I looked up Bryce Canyon next May. Do note though that these under Canvas places, especially if it's like Yellowstone or Glacier and some types, they will close these down for the winter because it's just too cold. So they will not be open in the winter. So a lot of these you can only go to in the summer. You'll just have to check each one, depending on where you want to go, to see what months of the year that they run. But a lot of them do close. I was looking at Acadia National Park way up in Maine, and that one closed. I think it was like October through March or April, I want to say. So just check the availability and then plan your vacation around that. Another one that everybody always wants to go to is the Grand Canyon, and they have the under Canvas. It's called Lake Powell-Grand Staircase. So that one is just outside of Lake Powell, which is kind of north of the Grand Canyon. And then they also have one like right inside of the Grand Canyon. So you could go on either side if you, or stay twice. So like the Grand Canyon is obviously huge and you can go on the north rim or the south rim. So you could stay at the Grand Canyon on the south side and then venture your way up towards Lake Powell and go stay up there. I will say the Grand Canyon is beautiful. Again, if you're really into hiking, definitely hike down to the bottom. If you are just wanting to like go see it, there's not a ton of stuff to do. Once you see it, you kind of see the Grand Canyon. But if you are wanting to stay in that area, I would highly recommend going up to the under Canvas Lake Powell. So that's going to be the Grand Staircase north of the Grand Canyon. And Lake Powell is absolutely gorgeous. It is one of my favorite places, honestly, to visit in the United States. I spent several summers there. I got engaged in Page, which is right outside of Lake Powell. Beautiful, beautiful area to go take a look at. And then you're in Arizona-Utah border, so you can be in both states on the same day. If you are not wanting to stay in like a canvas tent, some of these places will have hotels around. So like if you wanted to stay in Page, which is right there in Lake by Lake Powell, you could still go for the day to the Grand Canyon or the Grand Staircase, and you can stay at a Hyatt place in Page for as little as 17,000 points. So it's a Hyatt place. So if canvas tents aren't your thing, some of these places you will be able to find a regular hotel, but not always. So do keep that in mind. I do know that there is a, I believe it's a Marriott in, right outside of Zion National Park. There's not really a whole lot of hotels around the Grand Canyon unless you wanted to stay in Flagstaff, which you could totally do at the Hyatt Place, again, for like 20,000 points, and then you could drive to the Grand Canyon. It's about an hour drive outside of Flagstaff. So that is another option if you are wanting to do the Grand Canyon and not stay in the Canvases. The Canvases are nice, though, because they are literally, like, right outside the park. I believe they have, like, a permit with the park to be able to be that close. And so you don't really have to do a whole lot of driving to get into the national park, which is really nice because sometimes the drives in from the resorts can be really, really far. So I did mention Acadia National Park. So this one is way up in Maine. This is a beautiful one to go visit in the fall. This is on my bucket list to go see, hopefully, next fall. It was supposed to be this fall, but that's not happening. Acadia National Park, great time to go in October. Like I said, do check the under canvas because they will close in October sometime. This one's kind of out in the middle of nowhere like most national parks. It's in Bar Harbor, Maine, and there's not a lot of places to stay there on points. The only other option would be an IHG resort that is there. I believe it's a Holiday Inn. If you didn't want to stay in the canvas huts, you can stay at the resort there. The two that are going to be way up north that everybody always wants to go see is Yellowstone and Glacier National Park. Yellowstone, this one is a great one to stay in the under canvas suites for only 20,000 points, which is a steal of a deal. If you don't know, it's really hard to find resorts around Yellowstone that aren't like super far away from the park. So this one is just outside the park on the west side. So it's under canvas West Yellowstone. It's beautiful out in the prairies with the mountains in the background for as little as 20,000 points. Yellowstone is a huge, huge park. There's lots of resorts within the park, but not a whole lot of options outside that are close. Otherwise, you're driving like an hour plus to get into the park. So that one is a really good one. There are some other points options around Yellowstone if you're wanting to stay in Marriott or an IHG or a Hilton or something. Not a whole lot of Hyatt options close by. So the under canvas would be the way to go. Glacier National Park, way up in Montana, almost on the Canadian border. I have been to Glacier National Park as well. So, so beautiful. Definitely go in the summertime because you can't even get through in the wintertime. It is such a pretty park. Again, a huge park, lots of hiking options, so much wildlife. I have never seen so much wildlife in my life. Clear, crystal clear water, beautiful lakes. It's so, so pretty. So under canvas Glacier, I found for around 22,000 points. Again, like steal of a deal to stay there for that little of points in the wilderness. And you're really getting the national park experience. Like you are staying in nature. You're not in a big city. Again, this isn't for everybody. If you want to go stay in the nearby town in a regular hotel, there are options for some of these national parks, so definitely check them out. Glacier is not one of them. There's really not a lot of stuff nearby. Whitefish would be like the closest town nearby that you would. This canvas place is right outside of the park, so it's just, they're really, really great options for people. And like I said, it's not camping. Like, it is luxurious glamping tents with all the amenities that you would need inside to make you feel like you're in a resort. Couches, beds, rugs, all the things. And then the last one I was just going to touch on too is Yosemite. This one was one I was actually looking at traveling to about 2 years ago, and there just wasn't a lot of options for resorts near Yosemite. Again, out in the middle of nowhere, like most national parks. So now there is options. So almost all of the national parks, I know there's tons of them. I only named a few of them, but there's now options for you to use your points through Hyatt. If you have Chase points, you can transfer them over to Hyatt. This is a amazing way to stay right outside of national parks and get that full experience and be able to take your family, because they have tents to fit every family size, which is amazing. So if traveling to national parks is on your list, definitely go check out Under Canvas. It is a great program through Mr. and Mrs. Smith Hotels. I was a little worried when Hyatt did this partnership with Mr. and Mrs. Smith, because a lot of the resorts tend to be super, super expensive. I just had a client stay at one and they were like 100,000 plus points a night. But a lot of these are around 20,000, which is a great deal, in my opinion. Again, when you're traveling, always use your points for your flights as well. A lot of the national parks are going to be outside of large cities, so you will probably have to drive a little way from the airport, or turn this into a road trip and hit a couple of national parks while you're about your way. So I always love road trips, especially when you're doing national parks. So please share with me, message me, email me if you have any national parks that you're wanting to go to or need help planning, or if you stay at any of these Under Canvases. I don't know anybody who has stayed at them yet, so I'm really interested to hear your experience if you do that, and I would just love it if you shared that. So I hope this was helpful for you. I hope that you have lots of inspiration, and I will catch you next week.